Good morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Emma Phillips. This is the morning news. The Haki community is the central topic of a reception at the Elysee Palace this morning. The Algerian community were allied to the French during the Algerian War and yet have since felt largely abandoned by the French. In 2016, former President François Hollande made a first step in recognizing that the community had not been treated as well as it should have been by the French government. Today, Emmanuel Macron intends to set the ball rolling for the war veterans receiving more recognition. Showing the health pass in order to gain entry to a number of public places may continue beyond the original end date of November 15th. A bill to extend the end date is due to be presented to the Conseil des ministres on October 13th. Afterwards, it would go to Parliament. However, there have been recent hints from the government that current health measures could even be slightly lifted if the COVID situation continues to improve. Relations between France and the UK remain fraught as the new week begins after France saw a €56 billion contract for submarines snatched away last week. A meeting between Florence Parly, the Minister for the Armed Forces, and her British counterpart has been cancelled at Paris's behest. Meanwhile, UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson continues to exist on the immense importance of the relationship between France and the UK, even going as far to say that UK's love for France is ineradicable. There has been a volcano eruption on the island of La Palma in the Canaries for the first time in 50 years. The volcano has been under close surveillance for several days. Now large columns of smoke, ash and jets of lava can be seen escaping from several points on the volcano. And finally, the Netflix series The Crown scooped a flurry of awards at last night's Emmys. The programme, which tells the story of the British royal family, bagged Best Drama Series as well as Best Actor and Best Actress. You've been listening to The Morning News. I'm Emma Phillips for English Waves.